Lecture topic, creating courage.
Yesterday we discussed the harm of laziness. The opposite of laziness can be termed in some way as himmat. That a person is not lazy, but he takes the courage to do what is needed to be done. So I met one person who had accepted Islam when he was in Austria. He accepted Islam. And then he decided he needs to get to Madina Munawwara. He had a bicycle, so he decided that he's going to go on his bicycle. It happened that the bicycle got stolen. So he decided, well, he'll go walking. And he walked all the way from Austria and made his way. There was one section that he was not allowed to cross by land. So then some people helped him, and he, from Turkey to Jordan, he had to take a flight. Some people assisted him. Otherwise, he walked the rest of the journey, would stop at points, do some menial work, ask for some menial work, earn some money, and carry on the journey. And in this way, he reached Madina Munawwara after about 6 months or 7 months. And then he became resident there. But now, this is just one example out of Allah knows best how many. But now the person who decided he wanted to achieve something, he wanted to get somewhere, so the himmat that he undertook, that if I can't afford to go by some other means, I have a bicycle, the bicycle gets stolen, you say, well, I've got my legs still, I can still walk. And the himmat and courage did not get lost, he undertook it. Now, if somebody is lazy, then to take a car to go to the masjid also will become too difficult. And to do anything would become too difficult, that laziness becomes the way in which a person now goes about life, that everything is too lazy to do. So laziness, as yesterday we discussed, the statement of Muhammad Baqir rahmatullah alayh, miftahu kulli shar, the key that will open every evil, meaning it will cause so much of loss in a person's life, loss in deen, loss in dunya, and he won't be able to fulfill people's rights, he won't be able to do anything. So this is a very bad habit that it becomes. Laziness becomes a habit. Like other bad habits, laziness then becomes a habit, and then to do anything becomes very difficult, very burdensome. The only thing that he will then be ready to do is something that there's some personal, some benefit in it, or some enjoyment in something, then otherwise nothing else. Nothing of anything constructive, anything beneficial to others, anything that is the rights of others, all this becomes completely difficult because of this barrier, this habit of laziness. So like other habits have to be broken. It doesn't just go away by wishing that it goes away, by just dreaming that it should disappear. Laziness also is a habit that has to be broken. And like other habits, to break it requires a lot of effort, because a habit doesn't build up in one night. Habit builds up over time. So to break it also would need time. It'll need effort. And if a person now makes the right effort, he'll get there. But just as other things also require help sometimes, so a person needs to seek somebody's help. This is my bad habit now. I've become lazy. And this laziness has to be broken. What's the process? How do I go about it? And he'll seek the help. Somebody will give him the help. And provided that he's ready to abide by what the advice is, then inshallah he'll get past it. But the first thing is the starting point, that a person must not be in a state of denial. If he's in a state of denial, then there's no start also. He must acknowledge his problem and then take the himmat to start the process. That too requires himmat. Otherwise, that same procrastination, which is the outcome of laziness. Okay, I need to do this, but tomorrow. That tomorrow, as yesterday was mentioned, that tomorrow doesn't come. Time is now. Allah Ta'ala ki mustafi.